Track 10, Penrith Town Council News, February 2024. 1,300 grant for the outside club at Patgill Park. This is a very nice photograph of the cheque being handed over. Beginning on the left to the right is Doug Lawson, Penrith Town Council Chair and Penrith Mayor. We then have Gemma Webb, Stomping Ground Managing Director, Gillian Powell, Patgill Residents and Tenants Association, Ethel Bleckhahn, Patgill Residents and Tenants Association, Barbara Smith, Patgill Residents and Tenants Association, Valerie Brown, Penrith Town Council, Patgill Councillor, Kathleen Nugent, Stomping Ground Member Practitioner. The outside club at Patgill Park is back following a £1,300 grant from Penrith Town Council. Run by Stomping Ground, CIC, the outside club at Patgill Park is an inclusive, friendly and accessible outdoor activity session, including activities such as building dens, making and creating cool things and playing in Stomping Ground's mud kitchen. The outside club is aimed at 8 to 15 year olds from the Patgill community and is completely free. Take part in sessions every Tuesday between 4 and 6:30 from right now up until the 10th of December 2024, including the holidays.
Penrith West vacancy. Penrith Town Council can confirm that Westmorland and Furness Council has received and accepted a valid request for an election for Penrith West Ward. The principal authority will exercise the maximum 60-day period to ensure that the Penrith West Ward by-election aligns with the PFCC election on the 2nd of May. The official notice of an election and further information will be provided shortly.
Update on 20-mile-per-hour speed limit zones. At its meeting of Planning Committee on Monday the 5th of February 2024, the Council considered a number of applications to submit to Westmorland and Furness Council to potentially designate areas in Penrith as 20-mile-per-hour zones. Response data and comments from residents were also considered alongside the applications by the committee. Following discussion, the Council resolved that the following areas be supported by the Town Council for submission to Westmorland and Furness Council as potential 20-mile-per-hour zones in Penrith. As a preference, the whole of the built-up area in Penrith. Should this not be accepted by Westmorland and Furness Council, there is a list of alternatives. For more information on the various applications, please see Planning Committee Agenda on Monday the 5th of February 2024.
Asset updates. Speed indicator devices maintenance. The speed indicator devices SIDS on Beacon Edge, Carlton Road and Bridge Lane have recently been cleared by the Council's community caretaker. SIDS accurately measure the oncoming vehicle's speed and displays this value to the driver, reminding them to slow down if they have crept above the speed limit. This regular maintenance ensures the SIDs are able to keep going, doing what they were installed to do.
Track repairs at Salkeld Road allotments. Works have taken place this month to improve the track to Salkeld Road allotments. The Council's community caretaker, Abasa, has used binding gravel in a number of potholes on the track, which has made it easier for potholders to drive their vehicles to the allotments. Beacon bench maintenance. A bench on Beacon Edge has been repaired following damage. The bench has some loose bolting to the ground, identified through regular inspection by the council team.
Upcoming council meetings. Any member of the public can attend council meetings. The council's upcoming meetings are detailed below with dates, times and venues. Firstly, full council meeting, date, Monday the 25th of March 2024. Time, 6pm to 8pm. The venue, Unit 2, Church House, 19 to 24, Frere Gate. Finance Committee, Date, Monday the 18th of March 2024. Time, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Venue, Boardroom, Unit 1, Church House, 19 to 24, Friargate. Planning Committee, date, Monday the 4th of March 2024. Time, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Venue, Unit 2, Church House, 19 to 24, Friargate. Communities Committee, date, Monday the 15th of April 2024. Time, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Venue, Boardroom, Unit 1, Church House, 19 to 24, Friargate. That's all for now. We do hope you have heard something of interest. Janice Young and Alan Dennis was on the recorder. Alan Dennis organised distribution helped by all our readers today. Chris Garlick and Martin Rigby were our technicians. Listen to the recording as often as you like, and then please return the memory stick in the envelope provided as soon as possible, remembering to reverse the address label. Thank you. Now it's goodbye from the Penrith Rotary.
Goodbye.